There's a first time for everything. Took only one of the nights. I knew when I was in the dark that he was gonna be trouble for me. I never wanted to lie. I knew that my baby would cry.
Forgive me. And that's the topic. The topic is forgiveness. Hello, everybody. This is Lady Taz, and I'd like to start by welcoming the panel. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Bonjour, bonjour.
And Renee. Hello, how are you?
I am fine. Hello.
And, of course, a shout-out to Lisa. Lisa, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing?
Hey, you know, we do what we do, right? So, guys, here we go. We're going to discuss the whole issue of forgiveness. Now, let me tell you, there was a survey that came out earlier this week on this issue of forgiveness. I don't even know how they come up with these numbers or these stats or whatever. But let me tell you what this survey said. Basically, actually, before I do that, I want to ask each of you a question. And then I'll tell you what the survey said. The question I want to pose first off is, what does it mean when someone says, I'll forgive you, but I won't forget? And I want to start with Chris. Chris, what do you think? What does that mean when people say that?
To me, it means you really ain't forgiven.
Ah. Interesting. Okay. Renee, what do you think?
I think you are able to forgive without necessarily forgetting the incident. The issue is real, if someone has done something to hurt you, that pain is real. It's not something that you could just turn off and on like a light switch. You may be able to move past it, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you will ever forget it. It's not like it'll be at the forefront of your mind every time you come in contact with this person, but if a similar scenario were to happen, you best believe it will resurface.
Okay. And Lisa, what do you think?
I think when a person tells you that they will forgive you, but they won't forget, whatever wrong that they felt that you've done to them, they're basically saying, excuse me, that I forgive whatever wrong that you've done to them, but they won't forget the incident. So, I mean, that's how they're taking it. You know, if you choose to continue that relationship with that person, if they give you that type of response, whatever the transgression was, then, you know, I would proceed with caution.
So you kind of, I mean, you sort of lean towards what Chris said, that maybe it's not real forgiveness.
Well, the thing is, I mean, really, how can you, how would you be able to get beyond that? I mean, if you were in a relationship with somebody, say if it's a man or a wife and they have told you that, whatever that has occurred, and, you know, the husband and wife have decided to go on and work on the relationship, that's one thing. But, I mean, if it's a friend, it's so-called friendship type of thing, then I don't think I would pursue hanging around or having any more interaction. I think the lesson or whatever the outcome of whatever has happened between the two people have pretty much, you know, that would be the end of the relationship in my mind.
Okay. Now, let me just tell you what the – pardon?
I said, but in that type of situation, if you're not bitter – and holding resentment towards that person, I think you still move on to a place. It's like you cut your losses because you don't want the same thing to happen again, the way I see it. But you still may not hold on to a bitter tone with that person. You can move past it. You just choose to not live your life necessarily with them in it.
Okay, well, let me tell you guys what the survey said. I noticed that we've got a caller, but let me just first cover the survey. So here's what the survey said. The survey said that women at like an 80% level compared to men at 30% forgive much easier than their male counterparts. And I'm not exactly sure how they determined this, but they said that women, when they forgive, actually forgive. They truly forgive. Whereas men, when they say they forgive, they didn't really forgive. It's more of an attitude of, I just don't want to hold a grudge, which they were trying to say isn't true forgiveness. So I don't know. I think that's kind of interesting. Now, we've got somebody on the line from area code 215. Can you say your name and where you're calling from?
Привет, товарищ. My name is Don Calypso. I just want to inform you that in the Soviet Russia, failure to open chat room on time for sure will result in permanent vacation in Gulag near Novosibirsk, Siberia.
Yeah, you know what? I wasn't going to deal with the whole chat room thing today because I just, it's so hard to do the show and man the chat room at the same time. So what you're telling me, Mr. Don Calypso, is that I should open the chat room. Is that what you're saying?
It is very simple. You open a page for switchboard, then you open other window with chat
room. I know how to do
it.
That's not the problem. The problem isn't doing it. The problem is manning it. But I will do that. There you go.
That is the problem. Because a decadent capitalist mind, you cannot focus like proper socialist or communist mind. That's what it is. Pravda.
Yeah, I can't focus and do justice to everything, okay? So there you go. I opened up the chat room. I'm not in it. I don't know who is or if anyone will be or what the story is. It's just loading right now. So hopefully that pleases you. And I noticed that we've got someone else calling from area code 843. Can you please tell me where you're calling from and your name?
Well, hello, my favorite Canadian. This is T. Smitty. How you doing?
Oh, hello, T. Smitty. How are you? Well, I mean, I was just instructed by Don Calypso that I've got to open up the chat room. So I've done that. And guess what, Don? There's no one in it. Anyway,
in.
It's open. Pardon?
But I'm logged in.
Are you? Okay, well, you're not in my chat room. Maybe you're in somebody else's. I don't know.
Mm-mm.
In any event, I don't know if you guys heard the result of the survey with respect to forgiveness. So I'll just repeat it just to make sure that we're all on the same page. Basically, what the survey said was that women, by like a margin of 80% to 30%, are more likely to forgive as opposed to a man. And then, in fact, when women forgive, they truly forgive, whereas when a man forgives, it's more kind of like an attitude of, I just don't want to hold a grudge, meaning that it's not real forgiveness. So given that we have, you know, our esteemed visitors, I'll let them go first, and I'll start with Don Calypso. Go ahead, Don. What do you think of those stats?
The problem is that in cases of infidelity, when men cheat, it is usually physical. So it is easier for the woman to forgive if there was no emotional attachment. But the difference is for men, men have great problem if other men stick his penis in his woman, which is why it's harder to forgive. It is more like
okay, you know what? It's so hard for me to take you seriously with that accent. You need to stop, okay?
You don't like my KGB agent accent?
Yeah, well, no, I just can't take you seriously because I find myself laughing the whole time right through everything you're saying and not being able to focus on
the deep truth
that you're trying to impart. Pardon?
Okay, well, let me say it again in a very capitalistic, pseudo-American accent. Basically, what happens is with some women, I can't speak on it, I'm not a woman, but it seems to me that as much as it stings, the women may not like it if a man cheats, but if it was just a sexual thing, there was no emotional attachment, they can tolerate it better. Because it seems like women feel more betrayed if a man has an emotional affair with someone. On the other hand, a man, it doesn't matter, you know, if it was just sex or whatever, a man will be enraged if some other dude sticks his thing in his woman. So we have a much harder time to forgive that. Plus, you know, because of the way society is, if you're a man and you're monogamous and your woman cheats on you, automatically you're looked at as a pariah. It's assumed that you did not do whatever you had to do to keep her pleased and all that. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. T. Smitty, what do you think of the stat? True?
Well, just let you know, you don't want none of me in curling. But anyway, the thing is, to me, there's a difference between forgiving and forgetting. It's like, let's say, cheating for example. That's pretty much the main thing, really, when people talk about forgiving. I could cheat on a woman. She may forgive me, but it's always there itched in the back of her mind. You know, because
okay.
You can make a left turn. Well, you didn't make a left turn that bitch last night, didn't you? That's what's going to happen. so I feel like there's a difference between forgiving and forgetting. That's the thing people understand, because you may forgive that person, but you can't forget what happened sometimes. And that's the thing that probably needs to be covered.
And do you think, T. Smitty, that men are less likely to forgive overall, not just in terms of cheating, but that they're less likely to forgive?
I think men are more likely to forgive. I don't know. I don't know where these men are at. But, you know, a lot of times, guys, we get into it with our boys all the time, and we kind of let it go. It's like a lot of the ladies, boy, you get into it, it's over. They don't talk to you anymore. It's like you grab a hair weave, they mad at you. you know, just all kind of stuff that women will cut somebody off quickly for than a man. We'll just squash it most of the time with men over some beers.
Okay. All right. Lisa, what do you think?
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, Don. I think it all depends on how you doing. I think it all depends on how locked in you are into the relationship. I've been there with family where had a situation with my father where there were it was a difficult situation that had occurred between the both of us, and we didn't speak like for 2 years. And I had an incident with my sister. Shut it down for about a year and a half. But, you know, it all depends on how locked in you are. You know what I mean? That's blood. That's my family. There have been situations with some family where I could just have to just completely just cut it off at the damn knees because they were just that damn toxic. So it all depends
right.
on what it is to you and where you're at in your relationship, where you're at with yourself, because a lot of people pride themselves on having a whole lot of people around them to build them up. And I'm not that person. I mean, I've always been a loner, so I can roll by myself. But I only have a handful of real tight folks that I can call on, and I know that they have been there for me when the chips are really down. So it depends, to me, on how locked in you are with that other person. If it's something that you can really work through and just say, you know what, I was a real asshole, I'm sorry. I love you. I miss having you in my life. Would you please forgive me? Can we just put this past us and can we move on? Because this relationship that I had with you means so much to me. And if you're coming to a person in love and that light and that much honesty and they can receive it, I believe that you can forgive and forget and move on. But if you can't, like in this instance that T. Smitty was talking about, and the wife is saying that she forgives the husband, but he's running 10 minutes late, and as soon as he comes to the door and she's on his ass, you can't have a relationship like that. You're not forgetting.
Right.
You're not forgetting. And you might as well just cut it off. You don't trust him. The trust is gone. So you can't
right.
put it behind you. And you're not doing the work, so why put yourself through that misery? Why put him through that misery? So
okay, fair enough. Okay. Next, Renee, what do you think?
Hi, Renee.
Hello. I just simply think, like in the same situation first of all, I agree with the stats. I totally agree with the stats. I know so many men who have been betrayed, and I understand what T. Smitty is talking about with guys, they'll kind of squash issues. They squash issues sometimes, you know, for the sake of face, but I know plenty of guys that actually hold grudges, plenty, and have cut off the relationships. Now, when it comes to intimate-type relationship, female-male, guys are less forgiving if there is infidelity. And from what I find with guys when it comes to, I guess, wanting to be forgiven, they want you to completely forget immediately. It's like forgiving means that you can't discuss it anymore, you know, you've got to just move on, it can't bother you after this point. And realistically, that's just not going to happen. If you're really devoted to working on that relationship, the guy as well as the female, depending on who it is that, you know, was committed the infidelity, has to realize, and they have to truthfully be devoted if that's what they want, because it'll take time. And so many times people just want you to completely forget about it, not discuss it ever, and just move on. And that's impossible to do. Everything takes time. But women are quicker to forgive. I don't think it's necessarily because of an emotional attachment that the guy has. I think it's more or less because of, as Lisa was saying, the emotional attachment she has with this person. If the relationship is one that she feels like she loves this guy and she feels it's a very important relationship for her, then she feels that it's worth working on. So that's
Your Honor, I have an objection to this. Actually,
hold on 1 second, Don. I'm going to ask you to save it until after I give Chris a chance to respond. Chris, what do you think of the stats?
I can believe they're pretty accurate. I think a lot of it has to do a little bit with maturity as well, because as you get older, you kind of realize some things ain't even worth dealing with. You know, it's like, you know, that's not even worth getting into, and that kind of, you know, squashes the situation. You know, because I remember when I was young, I used to have a phrase that said, God forgives, Chris doesn't. You know what I'm saying? And so, I mean, I used to live by that. You know, you did something to me, and that was it. I mean, I didn't deal with you, and, you know, you're lucky I didn't fuck you up. You know, so I can kind of understand, but I think it's a lot of maturity because, like I said, a lot of times, you know, you got to just evaluate what's important. And also, a lot of times, people don't take into consideration that people change daily, you know, and people, you know, even though your lives may be similar, you know, they come from different areas. So something you may deem foul may be the norm where they're from, you know, and you kind of have to take stuff like that into consideration because they may not even have been doing something wrong as far as they're concerned, and here you are feeling totally disrespected. So, you know, you have to take a lot into consideration when you're trying to forgive somebody.
That's a very good point, actually.
Yeah.
All right, Don, go ahead. Respond. What were you going to say?
I was going to say perhaps women can bite their tongue down longer as far as if they have a grievance against someone, hold it in longer. But trust me, it's been shown neurologically. Women have way more neural connection between the hippocampus, which is the area of the brain that stores memory, long-term memory,
mm-hmm.
and the amygdala that stores emotion. So not only do women remember stuff longer, they remember the emotions that come with it. That's why, you know, guys can have a spat, you know, fight, get over it. A year later, they might remember, yeah, we fought, but they're not going to have all the anger and memory that comes, all the anger and emotion that comes with it. Women hold on longer to those emotions. That's why if you're a guy and you did something like something real hurtful, like you cheated on a woman, you broke her trust, cut your losses, because even if she may forgive you and stuff, she'll never really let go of that emotion, and it may come back and bite you in the ass. And that's
I think probably the same is true on the flip, because once trust is broken in any relationship, I believe even in friendship, when you break someone's trust, it's never going to be the same again after that. I truly believe that. So I think, you know, that it doesn't matter. Trust is really the important issue. Now, based on what you just said, Don, I have to say I agree. I've been told myself by men, oh, man, you still remember that? Oh, my God, that was like years ago. And it's, well, yeah. And men always have this complaint about women bringing things forward. And they say, oh, you know, a woman will bring something forward from like 2 years ago. But the thing is, and I really want to put this on the record, women don't bring things forward unless you're doing the same thing you did 2 years ago.
Exactly.
And so it jogs our memory, and we go, oh, my God, like you're doing the exact same thing you did 2 years ago. I told you then, blah, 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 and now here you are. You're doing the same damn thing. Anyway, go ahead. T. Smitty, what would you like to say to what you've heard?
I hear what everybody's saying. And I think the other thing as well is women in our society have been allowed to express their grievances or hurt when they get done wrong. Men, what they do, they tell us stop being a bitch. So we
right.
have these
that's
pent up
too.
Feelings that's inside as well. Women can let them out. We can't.
Right, because there's a perception that women are emotional, so it's just kind of like, oh, whatever, you know, just like accept it and deal with it. But if a man tries to be emotional, then somehow he's either gay or something's wrong with him. We've got another caller from area code 706. If you could please tell me where you're calling from and your name.
Oh, this is Abe from Georgia.
Hey, Abe.
Hello, Abe. How are you, Abe? Welcome back. Now, have you been able to hear anything that we've been discussing?
Not yet. I just tuned into the show.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. All right. So then we'll leave you to kind of hear what we're talking about, and then we'll pick it up from there. Renee, did you want to say anything to what T. Smitty said about men sort of not being allowed
to
show?
I think that is true. No matter, you know, where you're at, it seems like guys don't really I understand what you're saying. It's encouraged more for a woman as opposed to a guy. But even when a female is trying to express to a guy it's okay to express himself, it's like also something that guys are just conditioned to do that they still hold it in and don't want to share, don't want to express it, even when, you know, someone's trying to encourage them to do so.
Well, what do the men have to say on that? Chris, what do you have to say about that? Is that true?
I don't know. I express my feelings always. I can't really speak for other men, but my mom never really, you know, was into that, you know, don't express your feeling thing, and I didn't grow up with a father, so, you know, I didn't have nobody telling me stop being no bitch. But for the most part, you know, I've always, you know, expressed my, I don't cry, you know what I'm saying, but, I do get sad. I admit that and, you know, stuff like that. But if somebody betrays me, I actually don't get mad at that. You know what I'm saying? I usually just chalk that shit up to the game and I keep on rolling, you know. So I try not to get mad. I just, you know, pretty much just cut them off and, you know, never deal with them.
Okay. Don, what do you have to say? What do you think? Is it true that men have a harder time of showing their emotions?
Not that we have a harder time, but I think society conditions us, not all, no, so keep the not all police away, but yeah, a lot of men are conditioned not to show their emotion. Now, some guys are lucky, their parents don't tell them you're being a bitch if you show emotions, but in a lot of cases, as a man, the only emotions you're allowed to show by society is rage and anger. Anything else? Or maybe like, because even if you show like happiness to some degree, you're too happy, they think you're gay. You know? you cry,
right.
you're gay. You're a bitch. You're a bitch. But if you got rage and stuff, then it's okay. But then if you're
and
black
you know, Don,
and you have rage,
I agree
you're
with
black
you.
Man.
Right. I agree with you. T. Smitty, anything you want to add?
Oh, I agree with Don, because I remember growing up when I was a kid, you know, I just think if you prick me, do I not bleed? I just thinking about that. But, you know, my dad, if I spilled my toe or something, I'm about to cry, my dad would be like, stop crying. Don't even be crying like that. And it's like boys is raised to just be so hard. And if you come out and express yourself, they will think you're gay. And what happens is you never it'd be a simple issue that you just express yourself. Hell, you may even cry. You know, it's okay to cry. It's a natural human emotion. I'm not saying, like, just cry all the time, like Cuba Gooding was on Boys in the Hood. You know, but, you know, but what I'm saying is, it's okay to cry. It's okay to laugh. It's okay to be happy. It's okay to be sad. But what happens is, if men are not allowed, or not saying allowed, but they look down upon for express their natural human emotions, They won't get over that. They won't heal from it. And it may be like a balloon. Once you put too much air in, it's going to pop.
Right, right. Okay, I'm going to turn it to Lisa, and then I've got a question for the men on the panel. Lisa, what do you have to say to what you've heard so far?
I would have to agree with the fellas. It probably has to deal with conditioning and how men were raised. My father, I love him. He's an honorable man, but he is not about candy and puppy dogs and hugs and kisses. He is a combination of Spock and Tonto. So if I'm really having a situation where I'm having a meltdown, I know not even to call him. Or if I'm in his presence, he would not know how to act. He wouldn't know how to reach out and give me a hug and say, baby, it's going to be okay. But my husband is 365 degrees. He's going to put his arms around me, he's going to hug me, he's going to say, Lisa, quit crying, baby, it's going to be okay, everything is fine. He's more in touch with his emotions. And my father-in-law is the same way. He's much in touch with his emotions. And these are big, strong men, and I don't look at them as being feminine in any type of way. I mean, my goodness, was it not in the Bible? They said Jesus wept when he brought Lazarus back into the world, and we all know that Jesus was no punk. So, enough said with that.
Right, and I have to say that my father is like that too. If I'm upset or if I'm crying, he doesn't know how to comfort me until the situation gets completely out of control. Or meaning,
yeah.
I should say I'm out of control. His initial response is, you need to stop crying. I thought you were harder than this, tougher than this. What is this all about? Blah, 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 blah. Because that's his natural reaction to my sort of being upset. Then if it goes past that and he hasn't been able to calm me, then he will do the hug and, oh my God, like, really, okay, you really got to calm down, it's not the end of the world, blah, 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 you know what I mean? But his initial response
right.
is to kind of
I
tell me
logical.
you need to stop.
Mm-hmm.
So
I
the question
get
I
that out of my dad. Mm-mm. he's just like scared, like, oh my God, she's going to explode, let me run.
Okay.
I don't
now the
catch
question
it.
The question I want to ask of the men of the panel, okay, is this. Renee alluded to it. She said, when a woman comes to a man and she asks him, she's literally sitting there begging for him to, you know, share his emotions with her, and they're still having a hard time doing it. I want to ask the men on the panel, can you tell me what it feels like as a man when a woman comes to you and says, oh, come on, please, share with me, tell me. I mean, if you want to cry or whatever, like, just let it out. Like, tell me what you're feeling. How do you feel, and do you end up sharing, or you still can't do it? And I'll start with T. Smitty.
Wow. T, come back to me just a second. I got to run and grab something right quick, and I'll come back in.
All right. Then I'll turn it to Don. Don Calypso, how would you answer that?
Well, as far as trying to get the man to express his emotion, a lot of guys will feel like Admiral Ackbar in Return of the Jedi, you know, like, it's a trap.
Oh, and why is that?
Yeah. Because you got a lot of women who, they might have the guy open up, and then they'll, in turn, use that information against him when there's a conflict or something.
That's interesting.
I don't want the not all police
to
come out.
Not all,
yet.
Yes, I know. Yeah, our show doesn't deal with not all. I should have started the show by saying that. But, yeah, no, I understand.
I shoot the not all police. I killed the sheriff and the deputy.
Now, let me ask you, Don, personally, if you're willing to share. When a woman comes to you and asks you to share, let's say your wife as an example, do you or do you still hold back?
Well, it's kind of – I got some years of conditioning to work against, but – I can share with my wife. I mean, we've worked on establishing that level of trust. But prior to that, hell no. Nah.
Okay, fair enough. Chris, what do you have to say?
Hey, well, how do I feel when a woman starts asking me to share?
Yeah.
I feel like she needs to shut the fuck up. Okay, that's how I
Damn.
Feel, because at the moment she asking me that, you know, I mean, am I going through an emotional situation or am I watching the game? I don't know. I mean, you know, what's going on at the time? But, you know, I can't really get into expressing how I feel just at the top of a drop of a hat. You know, I mean, you know, how do I feel? Okay, I feel horny. I don't know. I mean, so it's kind of hard to say. I mean, how do I answer that? I mean, what's the situation?
No, but if she sees that you're upset about something or that you're going through some sort of emotional turmoil or whatever, and she comes to you and she says, I wish you would talk to me about it or whatever, will you open up or will it still take you time?
No, I talk. I mean, I can talk. I mean, I have no problem with it. I mean, I actually find talking is therapeutic. And what's really ironic is people will talk to somebody they don't know faster than talk to somebody they do know.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You know?
I guess maybe for one of the reasons, like Don had mentioned, which is when you talk to a stranger, you don't have the feeling that they could in any way use that information against you.
Yeah.
Or that it would somehow change their opinion of you. So if you reveal something, they might look at you and go, oh, really? Oh, man, you're really messed up.
Well, not to mention they have no nothing to gain or lose during the conversation. You know what I'm saying? Nothing to gain or nothing to lose I'm listening to you. Or you know, like most of you know, if somebody that you're talking to, and like you know, you're talking to, like I could be talking to my homeboy or somebody about a girl, but secretly he might actually be in love with her. You know, I don't know that. You know, so he
right.
got something to gain by you know me talking to him like that. But some stranger, you know, they don't even know her, so you know, they just I just talk and they listen and they be like, you know, do we give you an honest opinion? Because they really don't know you. They just know the situation that they may have dealt with or somebody they know may have dealt with, and you just get an honest, you know, opinion of it.
There you go. Okay. And now, Abe, do you think you might be able to answer that question?
When a woman asks a man his emotions?
Right. Are you able to share? Do you find it easy to share or not?
With my lady or in general?
Well, answer both, in general and with your lady.
My lady, not right now. It takes a while for that. I don't like when someone asks, how are you feeling? That's not good with testing the feeling. You can see in someone's reaction. I had a feeling right there in the reaction. Cause I saw a woman ask one time at work or something, are you irritated? Because you look just PO'd or something.
Who?
It was at work, someone asked me that. Because they saw a little irritated about
that.
Uh-huh.
And
that's like, you can't tell by asking someone that question. You can just see and look at them, you can tell. And that man don't want to, if a man don't want to tell you that, that'd be personal reasons why. I mean, he may not feel comfortable, or that guy may like, you really don't, it don't really matter. Sometimes it's like, hey, it's my own personal business, you know. I can understand. Sometimes it's an understanding thing. Cause I know a lot of people that tell other people that's something that, you know, someone else may know, but the girl might not understand.
Hey, mm-hmm. I'm back now. I should call. I'm back now.
All right.
Hey, by the way,
Smitty. So that
I'm
was
sorry.
A perfect entrance, because now you can go ahead and answer what I asked.
Okay. I didn't hear what the guy said. I had to take a call. The question, my thing is, when women say that, they usually is like, how should I say this, kind of, you know, set you up for the big fall. And what happens is, you know, with women, it's like, it's okay, but it's like also, it's like a woman saying, oh, baby, I promise I won't get mad. Every guy heard that, and you know what happens. She gets mad. but, you know. I honestly, I haven't really been able to with women I've been with if I have problems, because it's just like with men, they tell you just man up, which I don't let women to take my manhood. I don't. But usually they tell you, don't worry about it. You're a man, you can take it. And that you hear that so often in life, you get conditioned, even with your family, your lady. A lot of times you just hold it in.
And so then what is your response to a woman to your lady when she comes to you and she says, look, I can tell that something's really bothering you. I really wish you would just share it with me. What's your response?
Oh, depending on what it is. I'll tell her what's going on. But at the same time, that woman has to care about my feelings as well, because a lot of women really don't care about their man's feelings. A good bit don't.
In what way? How do you mean?
It's like, you know, a man will be attentive towards theirs, but let's say he got something to talk about, might not be so attentive, or will, like, talk, you know, call him soft or stuff like that, and that's just a lot of stuff men have to deal with. But again, I don't let a woman dictate my manhood anyway.
Okay.
But if my woman, I feel I should be able to talk to her about anything, and if she don't want to listen to me while me express my feelings, something's going on, there's a door. Find somebody that will.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, that's fair. Okay, now I'm going to turn it to the ladies. You've heard what some of the men, our men have said, and I'll start with you, Renee. What do you think of what you've heard?
I don't know. I really don't. I mean, when it comes to a woman asking a person to share, I guess for me, I don't deal with a lot of people, period, so I can actually understand not wanting to just share and open up with any and everybody. But I guess my first instinct is not they would possibly use this against me. So that was something, I mean, I guess that's odd, that, but I got to accept that's how guys would feel. I guess some guys. But for, I don't know, I think in many cases we want a person to understand things on the same level that we would understand it. And you have to realize that we're all different. So sometimes a person may not be as attentive to what you may be talking about because they don't see the importance in it. And so that's a downer if this is supposedly your mate. If you're in a relationship with somebody, I would feel that, I guess it would depend on your connection, how recent that relationship is, but if it's something that you've been working on for quite some time, there shouldn't be any issue with being able to express yourself.
Okay. Lisa, what do you think of what the men have said?
I think, you know, if you're in a relationship with someone, I think the biggest factor is trust. And for a woman, if she sees, she may think or she sees that her significant other is struggling, you say, you know, baby, is there anything that you want to talk about? Are you okay? If he tells you he's okay and he doesn't want to talk, then you say, okay, well, if you want to talk, you know that I'm here. But I think we as women, we tend to want to over-nurture and we want to try to fix the situation. So I think some of us sometimes will press, and I think that just pisses them off more. Because this is a man, he's an adult, and he's told you, I don't want to talk about it. So it's taking those cues and it's taking those signs. And when he's ready to talk, and he knows that he can trust you, and when I say he knows he can trust you, he can come to you and know that you're not going to get on the phone after he's come to you with whatever the situation is, be on the phone with your friends, be on the phone with your mama, your sister, and everybody else in the whole wide world talking about what he came to you with. So that's intimacy, and that's trust, and that is something that happens between a man and woman when they're in the relationship, and it's just, this is our thing. This is nobody else's thing. This is something private that he's coming to you with, and he feels like he can trust you, and he knows that you're his woman. You got his back. You're going to be there for him. And, you know, you let him know, I'm going to be here, and we'll get through this. But if you can't make somebody do something they don't want to do, but if you keep pressing and pressing because you want him to do something that you want to do, that's when the shit goes sideways.
Well,
I mean,
that's,
you know,
true.
If somebody's trying to press me to do so, I already told you no. Or if there's been some conversations, my husband has asked, do you feel like talking? I say no. Are you sure? I what did I just say? Because I've already told you, and I'm not going to go into it again. I don't want to discuss this right now. I'm too upset. But I thank you. If I need to talk, I'll come to you. So that's it.
Right.
But I think the most important thing is trust. And not overstepping those boundaries.
Well, and I wanted to, you know, take off on what you just said with respect to the issue of trust, because that is one of the things that's most important to me, Lady Taz. And if the trust is broken, I mean, the one thing that's most important to me is someone lying to me. If you lie to me, we're done. We're just so done. Because
mm-hmm.
I know myself, and I know that I can't get over it. Now, I know that a lot of people out there end up in similar situations. They keep trying to get over it, and they keep trying to, well, I'll be able to deal with it. And then things happen, like T. Smitty said, where, you know, they keep bringing it back up. And so I know myself, and I know that I can't get over a breach of trust or lies or whatever. And at a minimum, it makes me look at you completely differently, so therefore it changes the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, 9 times out of 10, my inclination is to cut off the relationship. Certainly if it's a, you know, a man-woman relationship versus friendship, but even in friendships, I tend to take that course of action, except in very sort of extreme circumstances that I might not. But, yeah, I tend to be the kind of person that just cuts people off, and I think somebody made that comment on the panel earlier that some people are like that, and well, unfortunately I happen to be one of those people. And so that leads me into my next question, which is, are there things that you, as you sit there right now, believe are unforgivable? And I'll start with you, Lisa. Do you think is there anything right now that you think is unforgivable, that you know you would not be able to forgive?
If somebody purposely set out to hurt me, and I know that I've been nothing but good to them, I've been a true friend when they called me, I've been there for them, but they have purposely set out to hurt me, and I know I've done nothing to them, then, you know, that's pretty much it, because you pretty much let me know that you really don't give a damn about me or my feelings, and, you know, I need to cut my ties and, just like Chris says, just charge you to the game. And that's fine, because when people leave, there's more people that are more beneficial and more positive to my life that'll come. That's something I've learned over the years. It's all good.
That's a very good point, is what Miss Computer Lady says. That's a good point. A lot of people don't think so, but a person is looked at differently after trust is broken. Oh, and I guess she made that comment to my comment. T. Smitty, anything you think is unforgivable?
Lying and cheating. Because when it comes to cheating, you put my life in danger as well. And
very good point.
Cheating. And also cheating the way these laws, these Western laws, are like Don Clips love saying about the Western culture, that if she has a baby anyway, you know, get the test in time and all that, hey, you can pay child support, all kind of stuff involved. And let's be real, people will shoot you now over these affairs nowadays. Those two are the things that I can't deal with.
So lying and cheating. And you make a really good point, because you're right. Cheating does put your life in danger. Now with AIDS and all these other diseases that are coming up, you're absolutely right. It could change your life forever. Renee. Well, that too. More so in the United States as opposed to Canada. We don't have guns, so.
hey, you got the Canada have those hockey goons that'll take us out.
Oh, yeah. And we still got hammers and all kinds of other stuff that we can use. So, I mean, you know, we find a way to deal with these situations in any event. All right. Renee, anything you think is unforgivable?
I guess my mindset's a little different. I guess for me, I hate being lied to. Cheating is a form of lying because that's basically the root of it. Misleading, lying, manipulating the whole situation. But for me, and from what I saw so many people deal with, the way I see forgiving is being able to move on. And so many people refuse to forgive, and that situation haunts them forever. And it's like you just have to learn to move on. So I feel it's a means of being able to move past the situation. Even though a person may lie and cheat or whatever, I could forgive and move past it, but it doesn't mean that I would want that person in my life. You still have to know when to cut your losses. I don't think it's the type of thing where you could continue a relationship, but you can move past it.
That's a very good distinction that you draw, actually. And, again, Ms. Computer Lady says in the chat room, go T. Smitty. So true that an affair can be life-threatening. Now, for cheating, it's said that the person needs to be forgiven. Nevertheless, if it were me, that person would be told from the get-go before the wedding that if the person cheats... And then she just kind of says dot, dot, dot. And then she says, make sure the lawyer is on speed dial. Way to go, Miss Computer Lady. Good point, Miss Computer Lady. There you go. So, again, now, where did I leave off? I left off with Renee. I'm going to turn it to Chris. Chris, anything you think is unforgivable?
Sticking a dog on me.
What?
Sticking a dog on me.
Sticking a dog on you. Okay, really? Come on now.
That's it. I mean, other than that, I can't, because a human being is going to be human beings, period. So, I mean, you know, you can only expect a human being to be human. So when you deal with people, you're going to have lies. You're going to have betrayal. You're going to have, because, and don't get me wrong, sometimes a person might tell you a lie because, you know, they know something and they don't want to be the one to have to tell you. You know, like they may have saw your husband or your girlfriend with another person, but they don't want to get in that. So they may lie. I can't really get mad at that. I mean, you have, that's a choice to get in or get out. You know, and so I'm not going
to. See, to me, lying, Chris, to me, lying is never an option. It's just not an option.
Right, that's your
to
opinion.
Me, hold on, Chris. Well, you're right. That's my view. You're right. And let me just expound on that view, okay? Because to me, the way I view it is lies are born from cowardice. The fact that you are a coward or whatever, and you cannot come forward and admit the truth, male or female. It has not. You're trying to protect yourself and shelter yourself, and you're not brave enough to come out and tell the truth, and so to me that's a coward. Nothing justifies lying, and that's just my position. In any event, I think we still got Abe with us. Abe, what do you think? What is it that you think is unforgivable?
Being a flip flopper.
Being a flip flopper. Explain.
Someone like you one day, the next day can't stand you. Next day I like you, next day I can't stand you. That kind of mess, I can't stand it. That's unforgivable right there. There's not a lot of consistency, in my opinion, to do that.
So somebody who's not
consistent. Two-faced people.
Yeah, I mean, I understand you all have a bad days and all, but with the flip-flopping every other day, and it's on this mess, I'm like, that's a wrap, no. It's not the business, no.
Okay. Does that include, for example, hypocrisy, like where they sort of do one thing but say another, or?
Yeah, I got a perfect example, okay? Like if, let's say I'm out somewhere and someone's talking to me about opposite sex, and I go, okay, how you doing? I say, okay. Flipped on me for like 10 minutes, but then the next thing you know, she starts straight to a dude and was like talking for 20 minutes. Nigga, man, when I say something, I'm like, wait a minute, you said the same thing. Longer than mine, and the person talked to me. So you being a hypocrite, flip flopper. Because the reason why I don't like it is because, let's say for example, when I get married, let's say for example, we know each other and something might happen, and let's say she might lie on me. Say no, it's fine. The next time she lied on me, got me in a worse situation.
Mhm. I see your point. I see your point, Lisa. Anything you'd like to say?
No, I mean, you know, I think that's just pretty much it.
I'm sorry?
I said I have nothing else to say than what I've said already.
And so with respect to the survey that we had saying that women are more likely to forgive, it seems that most of you seem to agree with that, with the exception that while women may forgive, they use that phrase that we were talking about at the beginning of the show, which is, I forgive, but I won't forget, which gives you the right to sort of bring it up at some later point. Am I right in saying that or no? Renee, what do you think?
Not necessarily. I know I'm a different kind of person. I'm not the kind that just wants to throw it up in your face in every situation because you know what you've done, period. I just don't think as long as you are human, you will ever forget. It's a situation. It's an experience. How could you forget? Now, if a person is doing the same thing repetitively, then, of course, they're going to hear it all the time. But if you're not doing the same thing over and over, you won't hear that. And I've never used the expression, I'll forgive and but won't forget. It's just, in my opinion, a given.
Now, I want to ask one last final question. And this is an area that I struggle with. And it's family. When family does things that if someone else did it would be completely unforgivable, how far do you let family get away with stuff before you cut them off, or do you ever cut someone off that's family? And when I say family, I mean immediate family. I mean mother, father, brother, sister. And I'll ask T. Smitty this question first.
Well, I'm glad I don't have those problems. But being an adult, a 32-year-old grown man, I don't need to put up with that because I can take care of myself. So if my family, if family did me wrong like that, I'll cut them off because I don't need that negative energy.
Okay. All right. Renee, what do you say?
I am a very blunt and straightforward person, period. Whether you are family, friends, whomever. And I don't really consider myself with a whole bunch of friends. There's people I know, associate with. But no matter, if you know me, then you know I don't take a lot of BS. And I will express how I feel. Whether you are friends or family, when my mother, she's not alive, but if my mother had done something that, or said something in a way that I didn't like, I would have voiced it. There's a way to convey how you're feeling without yelling, cursing, all of the silliness. You could still express how you're feeling. And if I could do that to my mother at the age of 16 and not get my mouth slapped, my face slapped, because I was very respectful whenever I did it, then I will do that to anybody. No, I
right.
can't stand for anybody to come sideways at with me. I don't care who it is.
Right. Okay. Chris, what do you think of that family question?
Well, mine is easy, I guess, because I already told my mom, my sister, my children, and everybody, before I allow you to make my life miserable, you can get the fuck out. So, you know, I don't, you know, really pretty much tolerate nothing. But don't nobody ever come at me ill, so I guess they kind of got the picture when I said it.
Okay. And Lisa, your answer to that question.
Well, I've been there with family. So, and I, like I said, I've had to cut them off. And, you know, sometimes they want to quote the Bible and all this business, but I'm just not the one. And if you're
right.
listening and if you have a problem, you can call me if you're brave enough to. So,
she's just
and I know
that
that's not going to happen. So, you know, I've been there because sometimes some family feel like they, just because you are blood related, they have the right to walk all over you and treat you like shit, and that's not the case.
Right.
And once
right.
you get through them, if you run across anybody that treats you that way, no, you don't put up with it. Absolutely not.
And the final words will come from Abe. Abe, what do you say to that family question? Do you tell them to take a hike, or do you tolerate it because they're family?
I'll leave them alone. And at a point, you don't have to be blood to be family.
Well, that's true. That's true. So what are you saying? You would tell them, like, that's it, I'm done with you?
I want to talk to them for sure.
Okay. Okay, well, that's it, guys. That's the show for today. Thank you very much for everybody who called in. Thank you for all the people who ended up being in the chat room. I really appreciate it. Final shout out to Miss Computer Lady, who said, men do it too. They forgive, but they don't forget. Well, there you go. And on that note, we're going to end it. And come and join us again next Sunday for another interesting topic. Not sure what it's going to be, but that's even more reason to come by and check us out and see what it is going to be. Thanks again, everybody. Have a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, all.